to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, I've got some questions that we've been kind of talking about, and I think some of them, it's been a while, so I'm going to kind of surprise you with it. So at one time, we were talking about how you have to work at a higher heart rate on shorter runs if you're heavy set. Like, I'm overweight. So in order for me to basically get in shape, I need to do shorter intervals, but let my heart rate kind of get uncomfortable and then let it recover. And then you said I need to do it again. Can you kind of explain that, like, as a heavier person, like, my heart rate has to get higher for shorter intervals, not for these long intervals.
Right. And to be honest, that's really for everybody. Okay. So the reality is that, say you're just getting started with running and you're overweight. And so with running, it's all about managing body weight. Right. So if I have extra body weight, then I am going to be, there's going to be more impact. There's more load. It's more exertion. It's just, everything's harder. And you know this because you feel it, right?
Right.
So I tell people that when you start to learn running, instead of thinking I'm going to try to run a mile, I'm going to help you run 10 seconds or to the next tree, or, you know, something where you can manage it. However, your heart rate is going to go way high, especially if you're not gotten conditioning, right? I'm just getting started. So people always with running, it's their breathing. I'm winded. So I'm like, let yourself be winded. It's fine. Your heart is going to get stronger. Your muscles are going to get stronger. Everything's going to get stronger. And what starts to happen is if you let yourself train that way, so your heart rate gets up and then you stop and you rest. You let your heart rate come back down. This is where the strength of the heart grows, just like any other muscle training, right? So then, and by the way, two things happen, guys, because the beautiful part is, one, you are getting conditioning, right? And you are getting yourself running, because running itself, right, is free falling and cardio. Running is cardio. So the heart rate being elevated, you need to connect that with cardio rather than connecting the effort, like running is hard, running is effort. No, actually, running is just a good natural movement, but the breath is a huge part of it. So that's why we talked about that let your heart rate get up. You're not going to stay there very long, so just be okay with it. And then you're going to let it come back down in that rest interval. And during that rest interval, you're actually communicating with your body, like, look, see, we're fine. We're going to recover. If you need to, you stretch. If you need to, you do a drill. If you need to reset, instead of thinking, okay, now I have to walk. Because, right, isn't that what most people do? They start running and then they can't run anymore. So they just start walking because their mindset is, if I'm not moving, I'm not going to lose weight. You know, I'm not going to get conditioning, or, you know, I'm going to miss out on that. And then our thing is, and you know this, that the fun part is, what happens, guys, is that you get stronger, you get more conditioned, you get all of that good stuff, like VO2 max goes up, everything you want is there, it is. And you are able to then start to go for longer without feeling such a high exertion, because you're getting more efficient and you're getting better at your movement and you're getting all of those good things are happening. So then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, I didn't have to stop after 10 seconds or 20 seconds or whatnot.
Or I made it past the tree. I went to the second tree.
Yeah.
And that's where I think it's really important, and kind of why I agree with you not to do the whole 3 minutes, 30 seconds, you know, 3 minutes on, 2 minutes off, that kind of thing, because it puts so much weight on you. Like psychologically, like, I couldn't make the 3 minutes. I could only make 2.5 or whatever. Just go. And then, okay, I can't go anymore. Stop. Let yourself come back down. When you feel like you're still maybe breathing a little heavy, but you're okay, let me go again. Like, don't put so much pressure on yourself. And I feel like you will get better faster if you don't put the pressure, I've got to do 30 seconds. I've got to walk for 30 seconds. I've got to do this. I've got da, 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 all this stuff.
Right.
Just go and stop. Like you said, if I want to keep moving a little bit, I can. Okay. Go again. Okay. And maybe the next day or the day after, like that would be another question. If that's what I'm doing and I say, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm just going to kind of put sort of like a 30-minute time set on myself. And I'm going to go and I'm going to try to do this for a total of 30 minutes, but I'm just going to go as far as I can, stop, go as far as I can, stop, and then come back. Right. I'm just going to kind of test myself, see how far I get in 30 minutes, you know, just because that's, you know, you don't want to be out there forever. Right. And maybe it's only 10 minutes the first go around, but should I do it every day or should I do it like every other day? Like what would be better?
Now you're making it like an assignment.
Right.
So here's something, let me just go back. I want to put something together real quick.
Okay.
So they're always recommending, like, we should all take so many steps a day.
Right.
Right. And at first it was, we all needed 10,000 steps a day. It didn't matter how you got them, but you needed them. So all of a sudden everybody got their Fitbits, right? And they were like, I have 10,000 steps a day. And, you know, and it wasn't even like, this was supposed to be on top of your exercise, I think. I can't remember now, but you know, whatever it was. And then I kept thinking, don't just jump out there and do 10,000 steps, learn how to do an efficient step, like make your steps count. Right. And, but it's the same thing. We all want, for some reason, like we don't feel we did anything unless we did a whole bunch of it.
Right.
So I think that limits people on starting because they think, well, I can't run. I can't run a mile or I can't run this distance. Right. And then
you can't go long. You know, I can't go for 10, you know, 30 seconds.
Right.
I only go for 10.
Right. But on the other hand, I'm a runner too, and I get it. And, you know, like my watch broke. I haven't gotten it fixed, but I probably will. We love some kind of goal because it is fun to meet a goal. Right. There's also that feeling of I did it. I hit the 10,000 steps or I hit whatever. So when we introduce running to people, we're like, this is just for your running practice. If you want to go walking, please go walking or cycle, or you want to ride the exercise bike or you want to do some cross training that you feel good on and you want to do that, we're happy for you to do that. But what we want you to understand is that to learn to run, we want you to run.
Right.
So say you do set it for 10 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever it is that, and then we give you a range. We're always like, do 10 to 30 minutes where you're really just running. And when you cannot run, you don't run, but you don't keep moving. You actually stop and you recover and you rest and you reset and then you run again because that is what you're working on. And when you start to realize that running is like learning, it's learning a skill.
Yeah.
Right. So if I just keep trying to push through it, or if I just go out there and it gets hard and I go walk or I switch to walking, which is fine. We're not negating that, but it's not going to help you learn to run.
Right.
So, right. And so I wanted to get back to that just to make sure people understand that we are not telling you, we want you to just, you know, like, this is, but what's so cool. And Caroline, I think you've gone through this already when you first started, you start to get that the confidence and the comfort of running efficiently starts in my mind to overtake the volume or the distance.
Right.
And this is really good.
I was just going to say, it's just so hard because as runners, anybody that is trying to run or start to run or whatever has some sort of a, like a little type A personality in them. You know, we were talking about that a couple of weeks ago, like I'm kind of a B plus, I think more like a C plus. But anyway, like I see it in my husband as he's trying to get fit, you know, he has to do it every day and he can't just stop. He has to walk. And then of course, even when he's walking, even if he decides not to run, because maybe he's feeling a little out of sorts and he wants to just walk, he has to walk like super fast. You know, like he can't just okay, be deliberate, intentional. So can you talk about that? What you mean by like the whole intention is to get you running. So why is it okay to stop moving to let your heart rate come down? The intention of that, what you're doing for your heart, as opposed to I'm going to keep walking, I'm going to keep moving, I have to keep.
Right. Just adding that extra cortisol.
Yeah.
Well, because of this, because what most people want with running, right, is what they see kind of on the commercials or however you want to see it. People are out there running a marathon and they just look like they could just walk in the park and run, and it just looks so effortless. So we all want that, right? That's what we want in the run. And the struggle is, by the way, it's a struggle to get there. So that's, I think most runners would tell you that. The hard part is when we are not moving, we feel like we are not doing, right? And if I'm someone that's like, I'm trying to lose weight, then in my mind, I'm like, I have to exert. Well, I try to help you with the mindset of, well, if you just focus on the movement, then when you're moving and you get into the movement, you'll want to do that movement more and you'll be able to do that movement more. So to help someone with that, one is you have to buy in. Like, let's just be fair. Let's just be real. You have to buy in. So if you're like, I really have to walk, Valerie, I really have to walk, I got to get my steps in. Well, go get your steps in. We don't care. Go do it. But then when you're going to focus on running and you want to do this run practice, let's make it intentional. And it's also, by the way, guys, why we give you drills, because we're like, what you can do first, if you feel like, oh my gosh, I can't keep running, you try a drill. If I can't keep going, I just full stop. And when you start to let yourself do that, every time you restart your run feels really good. You start to realize, and anyone that trains for speed, anyone, elite athletes, all of them, they all interval train. It is part of training. And if you make that how you start your training, I'm telling you, you never see it as, oh, I have to do intervals. You see it as, oh, yay, I get to do intervals. And then those tempo runs, I'm telling you, they really do become easier because you're learning how to do the movement. Instead of thinking running is just something to get through, which is what it becomes, right?
Right.
Not enjoying myself. I'm out of breath or something hurts or whatever it is, but I'm going to push through. Then that's not running anymore. So then we're trying to help you feel the running. And maybe it's right now for 10 seconds, but we don't care. I promise. Then it'll be 20 seconds and it'll be, you'll get there. So it's having kind of that, that belief one and letting go of those old thoughts.
Well, and I think too, just to kind of wrap it up, one of the things that I learned, when I was running more often and really racing and stuff like that, is that you begin to learn in a race, because depending on if it's crowded, if there are people in front of you, you're trying to get around somebody, your speed isn't constant. Sometimes you're able to, oh, I've got an opening. Okay, I can go a little bit faster. And then other times, I've got some walkers, so I got to go around, or I've got to slow down.
Right.
That is intervals, guys. That is that stop and start. And it just happens. So if you get good at that, meaning you start really working on like that slow back and forth, stopping and starting, slowing down, easing off, falling more, those kind of things, and really enjoying what is running, I think it can be really powerful. And I think you can get out there running longer, more efficiently, effortlessly, faster. So if you are interested in learning how to run pain-free and you haven't joined us yet, go to runrx.fit. That's runrx.fit. And if you have any questions and you'd like to ask us and have us answered on the podcast, email support@runrx.fit. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.